Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
I ain't that damn funny.
Oh, I wanted to ask y'all about something and to see if my theory is correct about something that happened to Amanda the other day. So Amanda got a request on Snapchat from somebody who shares the name, first name of a client of hers. And she accepted, didn't think anything about it, thought it was her client. And then she got a snap that when she opened it was a picture, I didn't see the picture, of a woman wearing a like a hoodie and a thong, you know, like sitting on the cabinet in a bathroom. Like sitting on the bathroom cabinet. Uh-huh. And it said, your turn. And then she looked at it and thought, why is my client sending me this? And she actually messaged her. And I was like, I don't know what. She went back and looked and was like, oh, the last name was different, slightly different. And I said, that is clearly some guy trying to get her to send pictures. Thinking she would send something to a woman, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, because that's weird. Girls don't usually ask for pictures like that.
Yeah.
But you never know.
I just thought it was weird.
I mean, she has a nice body. If she sent me a picture, I wouldn't care.
Maybe maybe her client was her way of letting her know that she has lesbonic feelings for her.
But it's not her client.
Oh.
It's actually not her client's Snapchat. It's a Snapchat has this, the first name is the same.
You know. Oh, okay. Well, then.
So it's not her client at all.
Hmm.
Just, I thought it was very odd.
So what did she do? She sent it. Obviously.
She one-upped her.
Long story short, she sent a bunch of pictures.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought it was kind of weird. And my theory is that's clearly some guy trying to get her to send pictures. You can't trust people these days
at all.
Any morality that existed when it comes to sending pics back and forth on Snapchat is shot to hell.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
There's no honor amongst those people trying to get pics on Snapchat these days.
No honor. Yeah. Honor and Snapchat don't even go together.
So Riggins, what is the name of that thing again that we were just talking about? That is so delicious. What's it called?
I think it's called Birria.
Birria.
Okay. Did I get that close?
Like if you spelled it. I know you're putting a Spanish accent on it. If you spelled it, how would you?
B-I-R-I-A.
If you spelled it phonetically.
Oh, Birria. So B-E-D-E-A-H. Birria.
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 So it's double L's in the real spelling, right?
It's double R's.
R's.
Birria. I guess we're
birria.
Birria. Ooh, look at you guys.
Now you say it, Dora.
How did you spell it, Regan?
Birria.
B-I-R-R-I-A.
Birria tacos.
Birria tacos.
They look so good.
They are so good.
Yeah, I know. I just saw a video of them on the internets. Because they were saying that they're available now at all of these at all locations of this Latin grill called Sabor.
Yeah,
Sabor. Right? Is that how you pronounce it? Sabor.
Yeah. I see two versions. One is birria tacos, and then the other is just says authentic Mexican birria, which is it's all in a bowl.
Yeah, this is the taco. So they take what you cook in the bowl and put it in a taco.
Yeah, and then they have a bowl next to it that must have the sauce that normally would be in it. Yeah, okay. So they've doubled up.
Yeah, because it does look great. And there's one of those locations very close to where Ace and I live in our community, which we are both very sexually active in our communities. And then what kind of, I said barbacoa, and Alexis pronounces it a different way. What did you call it?
Barbacoa. Why do you always make me sound like an alien, Riggins?
But the thing is that it's so funny because she goes from being, you know, sounding like, you know, she's from Mean Girls to all of a sudden she's, you know, she's from the barrio.
Yeah.
With just one word here or there. Bless you.
That's all you need.
Bless you.
Balloon.
Barbacoa.
Yeah, it's really only when she's talking about things that are native to Latin countries that you really hear it.
So this all started during a break a minute ago when I'm asking Alexis, who is of Hispanic descent, about this food, this Hispanic dish, and Rob, who hails from Michigan, is jumping in and explaining every damn thing about this. I'm put him back down. Okay. I had enough of him. So Michigan man is jumping in trying to explain the ins and outs of the cultural dish while I'm asking lovely Latina.
La la la
la la la la la Tina.
Tina. Tina.
It's Tina. No, I'm just messing with you, Rob. But don't turn his mic.
Did you get the answer you were looking for?
No.
Oh.
Now I did. No, Rob just got pissed because they told him at his location they didn't have them. And I said, well, it says now available at all of them. Oh, well, that shit better be. I'm like, dang.
Our friend Gilberto here said birria is so good.
Oh, it's the best.
It looks delicious.
Now, you want to tell Gilberto something, Robert?
He's still talking.
Yeah, good. What, you want to tell him something now that he doesn't know what he's talking about?
I just want to tell everybody I'm not from Michigan because I don't want
family's
that to get
from
out.
Michigan.
I'm not. Don't.
Yeah,
don't
you
loop
are.
Me in with them.
Tell me about my culture, please.
Well, sometimes I know more than you.
Okay.
So if you're one generation removed from being in Michigan, you're in Michigan.
Well, my dad's from here too, though.
Oh, okay.
So that at least.
Okay.
Give me a little bit of
All right. I'll give you that then.
What do they call that? Cultural appropriation?
Yeah, let's have a game show. Ask me questions and ask him and see who knows more about my culture.
Yeah, your culture does love game shows, don't they?
A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that.
Game shows and telenovelas.
Yeah, they just win stuff like, you know, a bag of sand.
It'll
sand though. So yeah, I'm gonna have to get that then, because I've never gone in that place because it's not Mexican food, so I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's that dish has been blowing up on Instagram.
Yeah,
because there's something so. I hate to use the word sexy because I know you don't like that, but just dipping a taco into a bowl of like hot
with a
meat juice.
it's like a Latin version of a French dip.
That's a good
way to describe it. Yeah, that's a good way to put
it. That's a great way to describe it. Yeah.
It's like au jus kind of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Au
jus. Love a good French dip.
I love a good French dip. Oof.
Yeah,
I could take it or leave it.
Really?
If instead of au jus, it were white gravy.
Oh, that'd be good, too. I need a nap after that.
Yeah. I mean, there are very few things that aren't enhanced by white gravy.
I was just thinking, other than like ice cream, you could dip most anything in white gravy, and it would be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, ice cream would be good.
Yeah, but I mean, any type of, you know.
Anything.
any sandwich,
mm-hmm. mashed potatoes.
Yes.
If I go to a breakfast place, I always ask for a side of gravy, even if my dish doesn't come with gravy. Yeah. Always.
I need a side of gravy.
I need a side of gravy, please.
One side of gravy.
In a big bowl.
In a big bowl.
A side pot of gravy.
You got to do the hit like a big bowl of gravy.
Damn, I need it. I need it.
Be careful.
Please look at this.
What do you mean? You say, be careful because she's going to get fat.
I mean, listen. And then there's only one way ordering a big bowl of gravy goes, and that's you getting fat. You don't see a lot of models running around. Can I get a bowl of gravy on the side? I don't think Giselle is ordering a bowl of gravy on the side.
But, ma'am, you ordered a vodka soda. With a bowl of gravy on the side.
Yeah, exactly.
I could eat it with a spoon, just like soup.
Oh, I could eat gravy.
And when it's got meat in it, like sausage or something, I could just eat that as the meal. Yeah. Sausage. That's what it's called. Sausage soup.
Sausage soup.
Are you eating gravy?
Wait, no.
I mean, sausage soup. Good Lord.
I like it. Give me a couple pieces of sourdough bread on the side.
Well, I would take Texas toast.
I got it. Give it to
me. Where do you buy Texas toast?
Covered in butter. And then you just scoop it right through there. And then when you hold that scoop at the last minute, maybe take a spoon and
spread it out a little bit.
Just spread it out just a little bit. Yeah. And then,
When I was growing up,
you okay, Regan?
You could go to the bread aisle of the grocery store and get loaves of Texas toast bread, like Texas bread. They don't have that anymore. And I grew up in a small town. I mean, it was so small the local hooker was a virgin, and we still had a bread selection that allowed us to have Texas toast. What kind of an injustice is this?
I don't know.
I've never seen that. Just plain white bread, but cut in thick slices.
Yeah, the bread that becomes Texas toast in a loaf like regular sliced bread. Yeah,
really?
Big thick slices of it. Yeah.
I always just assumed my only experience with Texas toast is the frozen.
Yeah, which is good, but a lot of times it's got garlic on it. I don't want garlic.
Cheese.
I want to make grilled cheese sandwich, grilled cheese, bacon, tomato sandwiches on Texas toast.
Mm.
That's what I want to make, and I can't find the Texas toast anywhere. Now, you could do you can take a loaf of big French bread or something and use that. But if you're going to make that tomato, bacon, grilled cheese sandwich, you need a little bit more support than a regular piece of sandwich bread.
I can see that, yeah.
You need a little more of a hearty bread.
Something thick.
Thick.
Thick boy.
Yeah, well.
Just covered in butter.
Oh.
Butter both sides of that bread.
Put some cheese on it.
Maybe double up on the cheese.
Yes, always double up on cheese.
And then lay the bacon and the tomatoes in there.
Oh, my God.
Salt those tomatoes heavily.
I think Rob really got upset.
Why?
Because I say he was from Michigan.
I'm not from Michigan.
Don't let me in there, please.
He sent a text that said, take that shit back. He didn't care about all the rest of it. He was just like, I'm not from Michigan.
He's spreading that around.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself to be from North Carolina, Riggins, or Chicago?
North Carolina.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious.
I don't claim that shit. What's crazy is people say I have an accent all the time, like a northern accent, but I grew up in Salisbury. It's a small country town.
Yeah.
And my parents sound the way they do. But kids that live down the street from me sounded very Southern. And it just goes to show you how much of an influence your parents have, or the way they sound, at least. Because I don't think I sound like I'm from the South, even though I am.
But where the part of the new United States where we live is a lot of transplants.
Yeah.
And so the teachers become... You know, the transplants become teachers, and the neighbors' kids, and they're not like our kids. Mine and Ace's kids growing up in the suburbs of Charlotte didn't grow up with very many Southern kids at all, and all their teachers were Yankees, and it's just sickening.
And I tried.
Oh my God.
We had to break into the habit of saying, you guys.
You guys. Oh. I know. I started
hey
saying,
guys,
y'all.
What are we doing? Who says you don't say that? We say, y'all.
Always had to tell the teachers, no, don't tell them to stop saying ma'am to you.
Yeah.
They have to say that. And so, and my kids, they don't have the same accent that Jody and I, well, I don't have the same accent Jody does, but my kids don't have as nearly as much of a Southern accent.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because they've been raised around those little liberal, atheist, janky kids.
Maybe. Little environmental influence.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and my brother's sons, which would be my my kids' first cousins, rag the crap out of them and always have. You talk like a Yankee.
Yeah. I mean, compared, you know, if those kids went to Connecticut or something, they would definitely sound
Southern.
Well, Adam, his wife, Elise, says that she was shocked when she met my kids because she said they don't have accents.
Oh, really?
She was expecting, like, she needs still has finally has gotten to where she doesn't need a translator for Jody.
Yeah, well.
it's a bit of an extreme example.
Though, yeah.
Hers is extreme.
Mm-hmm.
No one sounds like Jody.
First thing I thought to myself, I'm thinking to Adam, I want to say to Adam, I don't know what she's saying. I was like, what? Have you never been around Southern people at all to the way you might need a translator?
I bet you were the first Southern person she had ever been around.
Yeah. She needs to get out. Now she lives in South Carolina.
Yeah.
But she lives in Hilton Head, so they're not dealing with many Southerners there. Right. Yeah. They're still off in their little bubble.
One little piece of good news, TJ, just popped up. Corey said, here at my Walmart, they have Texas toast in a loaf.
They do?
Yeah.
Where is his Walmart?
I don't know.
I mean, I ain't going to drive to the edge of hell to get it. Yeah. I mean, hell, how far is it? We're all over the world. We're worldwide. He might be calling from a damn Walmart in damn Transylvania or somewhere.
I just assumed if it was in one Walmart, it would be in all of them.
They've got good bread, Walmart.
They do have good bread. Mm-hmm. They do, actually.
Who's going to go get it for me?
Why, you don't go to Walmart?
I haven't in a while. Too damn famous.
Oh, didn't realize
I would,
that.
But I'm too famous.
Okay. We'll have your answer here in a second, it appears. Are we doing one-star strip club reviews today?
Yeah, in a little bit.
Okay.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh.
Is the rumor that Share Funny is going to be shortened today true or not?
Yeah.
I heard that in the hallway a minute ago when I went to the bathroom, but I forgot to ask. What? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I heard. I don't know.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know anything about it. I'm not in control of
Share Funny. I thought it was like a... At least 60 seconds. Knocked off the back end.
Oh, okay. Well.
A little trim.
So, Ace, what are you doing this weekend? Are you busy?
Well, my mom's still here visiting.
Yeah.
And my son will be around all weekend. And it's my brother-in-law's birthday early next week. So... we had talked about going to play golf, taking him to play golf as a birthday present.
Odell?
No.
Oh, yeah. I just assumed that.
No. Yeah, Amanda's brother.
Another brother.
What's the name? Thurston.
Thurston. And so,
He Thurston?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's.
Get us a water.
Yeah. He goes by Thurston. which is actually his last name. But anyway, and so we may play golf tomorrow and take him out to dinner Saturday night.
With your mom? Like, are you going to take your mom golf?
No, my mom's not going to go
playing?
Play golf. No. She's 78. She's got a boot on her broken foot.
Mama's got a boot.
She gets around very slowly these days.
And are you?
But it depends on the weather.
It's not going to be cold. Too cold?
I don't know. It's going to be like 37 or something.
Oh,
I called the golf course yesterday trying to see, like, hey, I was looking online trying to make a reservation, but I'm not sure how it works. And the guy was trying to explain to me how it worked. And at some point, I was like, I'll call him Saturday. I'm confused. Never mind.
I was listening to 80s and 90s country yesterday.
Yeah.
Am I true? And when you said that about golf, it reminded me of that great line in the Mark Chestnut song where he says, it's too hot to fish, it's too hot for golf, and too cold at home.
That's right.
Mm.
Damn right.
That's a real pickle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Clever.
Yep.
Love that.
Too hot to fish, too hot for golf, and too cold at home.
Oh, man. He's going through it.
Oh, it's country as hell.
I don't even know. So, yeah, and your mom's here for another 2 weeks?
Two weeks, right? I think, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Let me look.
Is your sister's not coming back to get her. You're taking her home.
I'm going to take her home, yeah.
Come on, mama. So I'm taking you home, mama.
We're probably going to leave around Friday the 5th, that after the show's over that day, and start heading that way. Toward
driving? Indiana.
Yeah, I'm going to drive her back, and then I'm going to fly back, I think. After, I'm going to stay a couple of days and fly home.
Is her car here?
No, I'll rent a car and drive back.
Oh. So you rent a car to drive there.
Yeah.
Then fly back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've got some flights that I didn't get to use that I have credits for.
Mm-hmm.
So I can fly home.
Yeah, I believe you can.
But I don't want to waste a flight on my mom.
Ace.
I mean, you know.
Take that back.
Because I think Amanda wants to fly there because we haven't seen Peyton's headstone yet in person. I've seen pictures of it, obviously. But I wanted to go visit her grave and everything. But that would be two flights. And, you know, I might have to pay for one at some point. I'm trying to avoid that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all negotiable. But we'll see.
Negotiable.
Although it would be a lot easier to get on a plane and fly to Louisiana. It would be much better.
Yeah. But I mean, that's two tickets.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. To paradise.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Or you tell your mom to quit mooching.
Yeah, so she's got this
buy
week.
Your own ticket.
Yeah, I think it's just this week and next week, right? Did I look at that right?
Yeah.
Take a hike, mama.
Yeah, two more weeks after this. So
we don't want you.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today, we'll probably head back.
How long before she calls you to come get her again? Like, I forgot. I didn't like it here.
Shit. Yeah. If I get her back on a Sunday, I give it till Wednesday.
These people in Louisiana are different than where you live.
Yes, they are.
She's got it made. She sat on the couch all day yesterday in her robe and her pajamas and watched home improvement shows that she loves to watch. Yeah.
It was a choir robe, yeah. Too. So
yeah.
It was a choir robe.
Sounds pretty nice.
She watched some HGTV. We gave her, she had... for supper, she had two tacos, well, a taco and a half, rice and beans, and a Sprite. She's okay. Living large.
And you didn't tell her that HGTV is mostly a bunch of damn Canadians, did you?
I didn't know that HGTV is mostly a bunch of damn Canadians.
Yeah, they got a lot of them.
They seem to be working in the United States.
Or is it DIY?
DIY is a lot of Canadians.
Okay, oh, it's the DIYs.
Because they seem to be I've only seen them in American towns so far.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of stinking Canadians on one of those.
That's why
I don't watch it. I mean, because I love that kind of thing, you know, remodeling fixer-uppers and all of that kind of thing. But I'm not supporting them damn Canadians.
It's like really grown up if you watch HGTV fun.
Me and my brother, when we lived together every Saturday morning, he'd make the coffee and we would sit there on the couch, the two of us, and we'd watch DIY Network all morning. I don't know why.
Do you know how to build anything?
Oh, yeah.
Are you handy?
Yeah, pretty.
Oh, that's awesome.
He also gives them.
Yeah.
Handy. You know how to give handy?
He's Mr. Handy.
Who?
He's like, I'm your handyman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Little trick if you do it with the opposite. Well, never mind. Do you know that trick?
Yeah.
If you do it with the opposite hand that you're used to doing it with, it feels like somebody else is doing it.
Oh.
Or you can sit on the hand that you normally use and make it go numb.
Yeah.
And then you can do it and it feels like, it's Friday. Come on.
I'm learning so much. Yeah. Oh, hey, yeah, guys, right. Guess what I learned today?
I guess girls could do it, too. I mean, work the same. It's Friday.
It's like a lot of work.
What does it Friday have to do with anything, Regan?
Playing fast and loose with the rules. You know?
Oh.
I got a crossword going over here.
Yeah. Are you really doing the crossword?
So I was like, who sang Kiss, Kiss, Kiss in the 1980s? DJ was like, I don't know. It's Yoko Ono, if you're curious.
Oh.
In a million years, I would have never gotten that because I've never heard that song.
I could never tell you any Yoko Ono song.
Yeah.
Didn't she sing on the big one with John Lennon? The war is over.
I think she's singing background.
War is over.
So this is Christmas.
What
have you done?
I don't hate it as much as I hate Imagine.
She might have done that too.
Imagine is horrible. It's all about communism.
Yeah.
We're living Imagine right now.
Yeah.
Mm hmm. Yes, we are. I mean, look, we got a foreigner in the room.
Stop it.
We've got a foreigner in the room.
Right here. In our midst.
Among us.
Infiltrated us is what she's done. By God. Infiltrated.
I'm trying to figure out, you're talking about those home improvement shows. I'm trying to figure out how to get on one of those.
You can't even do anything.
Because I know, where they come and fix your house.
Oh, okay. I was like, you're going to be the one to make the improvements.
You might be a little bit surprised at the things that I can do around the house. B, I want to get on there because I'm moving in September, and the house that I'm moving into, I am looking to make a few changes. And I'm trying to learn how to do some stuff. I may have learned how to do some countertop stuff the other day that would save me a lot of money.
You may have learned.
I got to do a little further investigation. Oh, okay. I do. I think I'm going to build a wall this spring at that house around a flower bed. There's a rock thing there now that I don't like. That's ugly, and I want to go in and build one. Just to see if I can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Like a retention wall?
Yeah, like a little tiny retaining wall. It's got rocks around the flower bed thing, but I want it to look more fixed and permanent. And I think I can do it. I've looked it up, and you can see how to do it. Like Lowe's will show you how to do the stuff.
Well, if you can't do it, or you think you can't, and you're still going to try, you need a little confidence boost, get your neighbors together to start chanting for you to give you that. Build that wall. Build the wall.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
When you move to
it might get the news crew out.
Yeah.
Whatever. What you need to do is come up with some kind of a sob story and try to get on that home makeover.
That's what I'm trying to do. Because I want to knock out a wall in my house. I think it can be done the more I look at it. I've watched these shows now.
Well, you've knocked so many holes in walls, you surely can.
A couple more meltdowns, you should be there.
Just see if people donate their old cell phones to you so you can throw them.
That's what I should do. I should start a movement. Donate your old cell phones to me. That way I've always got one on me that I can throw against the wall or against the ground.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
any piece of technology.
Are you doing some home repairs? No.
Yeah. No.
How is the demolition coming? There's just this one wall that has a bunch of tiny holes all the way through.
Weird.
Somebody bring him a sledgehammer.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
All right, you got to make sure that you're keeping your man all neat and tidy. Get him the Manscaped full on performance package. It's the Lawnmower 3.0. That's the clippers that don't nick and all that stuff. The special Lawnmower 3.0. It's got a light on it too, you know, in case you want to take it hunting or something.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and the weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, performance boxer briefs that are really, really good, high quality. I mean, classy, high quality men's underwears, and a travel bag. And the bundle also comes with the crop preserver, which is the deodorant. And then also the Crop Reviver, which is the toner. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing deodorant as well. So it's all great and perfect for the winter. You know, just because it's winter doesn't mean he needs to be a bear down there. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Grr.
A bear yeah. down there.
A bear down there.
Rawr, I don't need to be growling at you, ladies.
I don't want that.
Yeah. And it also doesn't need to be kept in hibernation, neither. You know what I mean?
Hey.
So.
We'll
get out there. So, ladies, when you make sure that he doesn't keep it in hibernation, and then whatever. All right, so we'll go ahead and tell you this before Manscaped cancels their advertising with us. Manscaped.com is the website. When you order that, you get 20% off and free shipping if you use the code ACETJ. ACETJ is the code. Manscaped.com. 20% off. Free shipping.
That is all their products are really, really good. Yeah. You will love it.
I'm about to use something they sent me in just a minute. Y'all can't watch me, but I'll do it.
Got to tone the boys.
Well, no, I've been charging my thing over here this morning.
You've been charging it?
Yeah, I got to. As soon as y'all leave, I'm going to put a leg up in the windowsill. I'm going to be off. I wish they came. The next, I'm going to suggest they invent a long handle that goes on it somehow or another.
Helps you reach or extension
or that way you could actually help your buddy without having to get like really up on him.
Hey, bud.
Hey, you need some help there?
I'm glad you're here.
We got a social distance for this.
Yeah. Would you mind
turn around?
That's a good friend.
Yeah, great friend. Great friend.
All right, Regans, do you have the 1-star script club reviews?
Yeah.
All right. Well, are they good?
Is it good? I mean, it's as good as I can find.
Okay. So. That'll work. I mean, it is Friday.
It's Friday. Come on. I'm just trying to go
home.
Got to
get down on Friday.
Got to get out of here. So we traverse this great nation of ours looking for strip clubs in everyday towns and look for some of the 1-star reviews from those strip clubs. These are real reviews. You can go look at them for yourself. And here we go. We're going to start in Missoula, Montana. Which is, I think that's a college town.
Yeah.
At Fred's Lounge Strip Club. Fred's Lounge.
It's a strip club called Fred's Lounge.
That's correct. 1-star review from a guy named John. And he said, there was a chubby dancer and she got rude with my friend and me when we didn't throw money at her soon enough. She was on stage less than 1 minute and told us this isn't a free show and moved away from the stage. She's like starting to dance. She's like, hello.
Hello.
He said, we both had money in our hand and a pocket full that we had planned to leave, but too bad. She cheated herself and the other dancers out of money and us out of a good time. I could tell she had an attitude before she ever got it on the stage.
So that is something. I mean, you got two guys in there that are ready to go to the script club for the night, and then one dancer makes them go, well, we'll take our business elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she just starts dancing, and they're standing there. She's like, no, it's not a free show.
Not a free show.
In Montana. I mean, Fred's Lounge in Montana.
A chubby dancer.
Yeah, he's got to slam her like he's anything to write home about. John. Then we can go, we can kind of stay out in the West. We can go to Nile Gentlemen's Club in Eugene, Oregon. This is from a woman. Ooh. We don't often have a woman leave a one-star review, but this was her short one-star review. Chicken tenders were nothing to write home about. One star. Like, because of that?
Only reason she was going.
I was here for the chicken.
That was the DD for my husband and his friend.
I mean, does that...
I can't even get a good chicken tender.
Yeah. Jeez, it was. Then we're going to stay in Oregon. This is my favorite one-star review we've ever had.
Okay.
I should have mentioned that. This is my favorite one-star review we've ever had. At Shimmer's Gentleman's Club in Portland, Oregon, a guy named Dave, who was in town on a business trip, he said, this place blows. There are desk chairs for seats. And the girls are less than subpar.
Ooh, good.
I am certain that one of them is Bling Bling from the Bum Fights DVDs. She kept asking me for money for the jukebox so she can play a song. They obviously couldn't afford a DJ. The only good thing about this place was the bartender. So, I'm pretty sure that was Bling Bling from the Bum Fights DVDs.
Does anybody else picture school desk chairs?
Like, yes, that's exactly what I pictured when you said that.
Not chairs like these that we're in. This thing with the
desk. A closed down middle school, and they just pop those chairs in there. That's so bad.
Tennis balls on the feet of them.
Yeah. Then we're going to stay in Oregon for a place called Sassy's. And a guy left a review. His name's Peter. He said, the bouncers will pepper spray you with no legal purpose or warning. He just like taps one.
just for the fun
surprise.
Of it.
Yeah.
No legal purpose.
No legal purpose or warning.
That's my new favorite one-star review of all time.
Hey, pal. Got you, bitch.
Oh, God.
You're just trying to have a good night, and I'll just get pepper sprayed with no legal purpose or warning.
I mean, would a warning have been better?
You're right.
Hey. Hey, guess what I'm about to do? Pepper spray you. Huh?
Hey, jackass. Guess what's coming next? Yeah, that's a good one. And then we can go to Exposed Gentlemen's Club in Canoga Park, California. Chris left a one-star review. Straight to the point. This place is flat out dangerous. It's had multiple homicides, overdoses on meth and heroin. Prostitution's a frequent problem. Often the violence of this place affects the local community. I'd stay far away from this place. Getting a lap dance is just not worth being the victim of a drive-by shooting.
I thought you were going to say all of that stuff and then you're back. Plus, the chicken tenders are terrible.
Nothing to write home about. So there you go. Those are one-star reviews from... across this great nation.
I like the script clubs that have vulgar sounding names. Oh. You know, those are the good ones.
Yeah.
Exposed Gentleman's Club, just X P O S E D.
Classy.
Beaver Tails.
Ew.
Yeah, there's a lot of
Gentleman's Club.
Yuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just Googled vulgar strip club names. Volcanic eruptions.
Oh, Lord.
Is that in Hawaii?
That'd be a good one.
Volcanic eruptions.
Fill-in holes.
Oh. Fill-in, like F-I-L-L-I-N.
Yeah.
Not fill-in, like the substitute.
The booby bungalow, which you've heard before.
I like booby bungalow.
Let's see. This is an aren't.
The bungalow.
If I had one, I would just call it. If I could name it, just titties.
Well, there's one called.
Where y'all going tonight? We thought we'd ride out there to titties and catch a show.
Grab a seat of titties.
There is one called Starbutts.
Starbutts.
The Cockeye Club.
Doesn't that mean poop?
Yeah.
Doesn't cockeye mean poop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cockeye.
Oh, cockeye. Oh. Yeah. No thank you on the Kaka Club.
Yeah.
Cruising Chubbies Gentlemen's Club.
That's cool. That's a good name for a band.
Cruising Chubbies.
Mm-hmm.
One just has a big sign on the side of the interstate that says strippers. Need we say more? As seen on Jerry Springer, exit 146, open 24 hours. Several landing strips. And that's pretty much the 2001, it's called 2001, A Nude Odyssey.
Booby Bungalow.
Yeah, Booby Bungalow is pretty good. Yeah.
It's tough to put on a resume if you're looking for new work. Where'd you last work? Oh, at the Booby Bungalow.
Yeah, even if you were the manager.
Yeah.
I was the general manager. I ran a business. The Booby Bungalow.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Cock-eye and Club.
There is a strip club called The Lumber Yard. Where real men go for wood.
What? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I always like their radio commercials, too. Here's a little radio secret for you. Not a secret, but an inside tip. If you listen to top 40 type radio stations and softer music radio stations, they never run strip club commercials because we target women. Rock stations are the ones that run strip club commercials because their audience is mainly men.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Are there strip clubs for women, like with guys where they strip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are.
But they're mainly just like in Vegas and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. You start
looking for local male strip clubs.
That's what I'm thinking.
I bet those would be good.
There used to be one here in town.
Mm-hmm.
At Club 2000, Riggins, years and years ago, used to have split into two sides. When you walked in down the hallway, the club part was in the back. As you come through the door, right-hand side was the strip club where the strippers were female. Left-hand side was the strip club where the strippers were male. And in the back was a big dance club.
They used to have like nights where they would have guy dancers come into a club, and my friend went to one time. She was with her mom and her cousin, and they asked her to come on stage, and the guy went to go pick her up, but there was something overhead, and he banged her head on the AC unit and busted her head open.
No.
And she was bleeding, and she was wearing an all-white outfit in front of everybody, like in front of the whole crowd.
Oh, my gosh, she was bleeding?
She was bleeding, like her head busted open, and it was like just blood coming out.
What did the guy say?
I mean, they apologized. The manager came back behind. They tried, you know, brought her down, and they're trying to, like, help her, and the manager came and was trying to give him the business card. I'm like,
Oh, wow. Yeah. Did she need stitches?
I don't think she ended up needing stitches.
Oh, okay, because she didn't snitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. She didn't snitch.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
That's terrible.
And she was wearing all white.
But then again, she wouldn't have been in that kind of place. None of that would have happened. That was a sign from the Lord.
That was a sign from the Lord? He works in mysterious ways.
It's like, you're going to go in here to this sex club mm-hmm. with your mom? Then, okay. Then you're going to see some of your own blood tonight.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
So there's a 26-year-old guy named Kyle Weiss. Vero Beach, Florida. Wednesday afternoon, he was parked in his Kia in a Walmart parking lot, and he was getting it on with himself.
In the Walmart parking lot?
Mm-hmm. Windows down. Windows open in his Kia. So a woman saw him and called the cops, and when they got there, Kyle got out of the car, and the police report actually says, quote, I noticed that he had an obvious erection protruding in his pants, shorts, in his shorts. Kyle eventually admitted that he was doing that, and his excuses were that he didn't know anyone could see him. Oh, well, in that case, miscommunication. and that he was lonely because his girlfriend is in ex-girlfriend's in Colorado. So he was arrested for exposure of sexual organs and disorderly conduct.
In the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, it didn't say that why he was in the parking lot, if he was waiting on his mama while she was shopping.
Let's hope not.
Or if he just went there because he likes the way, you know, watching the women as they come out turns him on. None of that was in the story.
You don't expect him to be young, like 26. He's, you know, I don't know. That just seems like an old man thing to do in a Walmart parking lot, touching yourself in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Not 26.
Would it be better if he was Target parking lot?
I don't know if it's better.
He just needs to, you know, get like a four-wheel drive truck or something so he's up above it.
So no one can see.
That's his mistake.
That's the error that he made.
Uh-huh.
He was in a small car.
Fool.
And now, how do you go tell the townsfolk about that?
Who tells the townsfolk?
I'm just saying that they're going to hear about it. It's Vero Beach, Florida. That can't be a big city. And they're going to go, hey, you hear what happened to old Kyle? Kyle who? Kyle Weiss. What? He's in there, you know, pulling his pork in the Walmart parking lot. Some woman seen him.
Slapping it.
Ew. The hell you say
like,
he
hell,
was.
Hell, man,
no
I just
one.
Saw him day before yesterday. He seemed fine. I didn't say he was sick. I said he was in there molesting himself.
What is he doing?
Oh, and he's not a bad-looking fella. Look at him.
That's what everybody would... That's exactly the conversation that would happen. He seemed fine.
Oh, you know, he's just been damn gone crazy since that girlfriend of his left and went to Colorado. Man. He got a big-old-ass Adam's apple, though, looking at his mugshot here.
But he's got to go back to a job at some point. And he does have to tell them, guys, I got to talk to y'all for a minute about something.
I think I'm going to have a meeting with my parole officer from time to time. I call it my PO.
I was in the Walmart. Well, I'm not going to finish that sentence because that was going to come back to haunt me.
Oh.
No.
Glad I caught that right before. Okay.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.